Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. Lance is here for, I don't know, an hour and a half or something. And then Raheel joins us at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5.
I was here for almost 4 hours yesterday.
I know.
To the chagrin of everybody on the entire show.
No, well, Dell wasn't happy that you stayed.
Nor was Raheel. Nobody was happy.
He continued to ask, why are you still here?
Yeah.
What? Does he have his hours still?
No, let's see. I get told, I'm barely here, and then when I stay, you should leave. Which one is it? Quit sending mixed messages.
I'm not sending mixed
messages. Quit sending mixed metaphors.
Less and less.
Bob
quit sending
McNair
mixed metaphors, guys.
Bob McNair sends mixed metaphors. Mixed messages is... mixed message from Dell. He doesn't want you here. He makes that pretty clear.
You tell me, people say, oh, you're being lazy. Oh, you only stay this long, so I stay longer, and then I get in trouble for that.
No one gets...
It's just like being married. I get in trouble for everything.
He's in trouble with you?
I'm in trouble with you or him.
He's
or
not
everybody.
In trouble. I just made my my stance clear. Less Lance. He's not in trouble.
I'm always
less
in
Lance
trouble
is good for everyone?
Always.
I don't know about everybody. I can't speak for everyone. It's definitely good for me. It means the show runs on time.
That's not true.
Yes, it does.
I've become very good with clock management. Very.
Ooh, you were not great yesterday.
No, I'm the best that's ever been in clock management. Nobody's been better. Great clock management. Great.
The best
clock management. Nobody, everyone says it. Everyone says, you're the best. So, I am.
Lance, do you like this country more or clock management more?
Clock management.
I bet it's clock management.
Oh, no. What's the right answer, sweetie?
I think it's the country.
Country.
I don't remember.
Speaking of clock management, yeah. Bill O'Brien.
Why are you bringing this up?
I don't know. I just feel like I feel kind of bad actually.
You think you know what you're like? I was watching this. I just wanted to see what 4K since I've always promised 4K and I got a 4K TV and forever I've been waiting for 4K programming other than what
none.
I get on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know, other than my Netflix shows. And then I downloaded National Geographic Yellowstone Park, which is really, you know, is beautiful.
Yellowstone Park is beautiful. Okay.
Well, yeah, but I mean the documentary is really great. It's beautifully shot. It looks awesome on 4K and all this stuff. And so, you know, this bison's dead or whatever. And then they show, okay.
Whatever. The bobcats. We're not going to mourn a bison?
No.
Bison dies. We're just whatever.
A chain of life. What are we going to mourn it? We'll be mourning forever. Everything dies. So, the bobcats or whatever killed it got their first shot and then somebody else. And then, like, here comes the fox was the last one trying to bite on the bones, pull something out of the mix. You're like that fox trying to go back to the carcass. Is there anything left on that time management carcass?
No. I'm exactly the opposite. Actually, I was feeling bad about it, if you want to know the truth. I've kind of felt like, well, dude made a mistake. I mean, now he hasn't really owned up to it, but I think people in the organization are owning up to it that, you know what? Oh, well, let's move on and let's learn from it. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to get off of Bill. I'm actually,
that's good, but I mean, the learn from it thing at some point.
Well, and that was kind of the excuse that it was
15, 16, 17, 18. This is year six.
Yeah. See, and that was what I heard yesterday was that, you know, it's hard to call the timeouts and calling the plays and you're all swept up in that and you're not really thinking about the clock so much. And so it's hard, and you just, you know what? They made a mistake, and you're going to learn from it.
Okay.
And, you know, it
sounds good if you follow through.
Yeah, except,
with it.
You know, I really don't do that for a living, and I, you know, none of us do. And everybody on Twitter was like, call a freaking timeout. And you'd think that if you do it for a living, that you would, you know, be a little bit better at it. But you know what? I'm not going to pile on anymore. I'm done with that. I'm going to talk about our Astros winning. How about that? Did you know that this is the first time in history, in Astros history, that the team is 47 games over 500?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I mean, this is... So, some interesting data has come out. This is the third straight year for 100-win seasons. It's happened extremely infrequently in Major League history. And the Rangers, for example, have never done it. There are some really great teams. The Pittsburgh Pirates, I think, have done it twice ever in their history. And that goes back to the, whatever, the 1800s. I mean, this is what the Astros have done is really incredible. The Astros now officially have, from a historical standpoint, they now have six players over 900 in OPS in their lineup. Six players with an OPS over 900. There's no way this has ever happened in Major League Baseball history. Now you've got guy sitting. Do you think? You got to mash. I mean, you got to mash. You got to hit at a high percentage. You got to slug. You got to get on base. Remember, OPS is getting on base, too. It's not just hitting home runs.
Yeah, I'm sure that there have been teams with...
With six people. 900 is an exceptionally high mark. You're talking about six guys. Now Yuli just got there at 900 yesterday. And Yuli had a streak. Yuli's got 30 home runs. Yuli had a streak where he hit about 800 for 2 months.
Yeah.
I don't... Point me to a team that you think I need to look at.
We got to get Richie on this one.
Point me to a team that you think... Might be in that era.
The 27 Yankees.
Okay, I'll go look at the 27 Yankees.
That was murderous.
There's no
row.
Way they had six players. That's the whole point. You don't go six deep. We've had some great four, and occasionally a five, but six. Carlos Correa hits in a seven hole, and has a 900 plus OPS.
Yeah, but let's not forget though that you got to have so many at bats to qualify. And so you're talking about you may have some guys that, like Kyle Tucker is a 900.
I'm not counting.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm only counting the full-time guys.
Yeah.
And Carlos Correa was injured, but he's a full-time guy.
Yeah.
He was having a great season. I mean, Carlos Correa from...
Is he a full-time guy, really?
Yeah. Full-time starter. He's had 274.
How many starts was he?
He had 274 at-bats. Yordan has 286.
Which is half a season. Less than half a season.
Yordan has 286. We count Yordan. Yeah, we do. We count Yordan in this whole thing. So he counts too. I mean, he was just injured. That doesn't mean he's not your full-time starter. He's a full-time starter.
Yeah.
He was just injured. But when he plays, he's hitting 900.
I don't know. I kind of hesitate Correa, to make... The baseball people will get all up in your kitchen
now. Baseball player can suck it. Because here's the thing. He's got 19 home runs. Carlos Correa has 19
understand.
Home runs.
I get your point about the six players over 900 OPS, but you can't be throwing around willy-nilly that this is the greatest team in history that's done this, because there may be other teams, and Baseball Guy will crush you.
Well, I mean, I hope Baseball Guy gets to work so I don't have to look this up. I want, Twitter Baseball Guy to go find something.
Maybe Twitter Baseball Guy is busy trying to get all the water out of his Beaumont basement, okay?
Well,
maybe.
Or Galveston. It's bad for us in the South, too. But, yeah, South and East, that storm is a monster. I don't know if you ever look on any of those radars. Like, I got a radar app, and it's just like – I was tracking it last night at dinner. It's just – I mean, this thing is just enormous. I mean, look how big this is. It's almost the size of Louisiana still.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's red.
That's
it's just sitting over Beaumont, I guess.
See what's east of Houston, yeah. Oh. And it's going to get even worse.
Who's calling you now, right now during the show?
A wife. I don't have it.
What the hell?
I did something I wasn't supposed to do, clearly. If she's calling right now during the show, let me see. I got the kids up. I made the bed. Not great, but I made the bed. I don't know what I could be in trouble for.
What do you mean?
I'm definitely in trouble.
How did you make the bed when she was still sleeping in it?
No, she was already working out. The why?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with her?
Before 6 a.m., she's working
out. What the hell is wrong with her?
I don't know.
Just sleep, Nicole. No one cares about working out at 4 in the morning.
I'm easy.
Oh, my God.
I'm easy. All right, I'm going to find your 27 Yankees, the team that you call the team that you said would slaughter the Astros.
Okay, what's wrong with the radio signal this morning? Is it bad? Is it on?
I have no idea.
Some said radio signal's not working. I'd rather listen to silent John Granato and Lance Owen than the noise from the other stations. Apparently, the signal's not working, though. That's a first, too, here.
Yeah, well.
We've never had a signal issue here. That's unbelievable. That's really kind of unbelievable.
It's not. Signal's not working.
That's never happened.
That's weird. Huh. I don't know. I'll make the appropriate
stream is
text.
Actually working today. I mean,
well, we haven't got one of those messages yet, right?
Right. No. Some people are listening on the stream. Nicole needs to call the show so we can all hear. Yes, Nicole, call the show and let us know what did Lance
do this
morning.
Who are you talking to? She can't hear you. The radio signal's down.
Oh, maybe she's listening on the stream.
She doesn't.
She might. She might want to hear you on the stream.
I don't know why, but
she does.
She might.
She's not great with the technology.
The app is working great in Dallas. That's my boy up in Dallas listens to us.
So, I guess so. I don't know. It rained. Maybe. Maybe it's the rain.
No,
maybe it's like
No. Our signal's bad when it's sunny.
No,
rain is good for us.
Hold on. It's traveling out. Isn't our
that's where our tower is? That's where our tower is.
I mean, there's a chance this tower got knocked down. We're just doing an all streaming show.
Hopefully. Hopefully that POS is down.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
I posted up here by the station.
I wish that on us.
So, welcome to everyone.
Mr. Gow, sorry.
Welcome to everyone.
I wonder how expensive that would
signal
be.
Signal is not working. Oh, good.
Yeah. Welcome to everyone who's...
stream is up. Let's hear some F-bombs.
So, we're still doing a show for you. So, the problem with well, there's no problem with the Astros. What I was going to say is, from a historical standpoint, Gerrit Cole was another history maker, the 18th pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball with 300 strikeouts. Only 18. In the history of Major League Baseball. That's incredible. And he was the second best in the history of Major League Baseball in terms of 300 strikeouts. Yeah, 198 and two-thirds. I'm sorry, in one-third inning to get to 300 strikeouts. The best ever, Randy Johnson in 2001, 197 and two-thirds. By two-thirds of an inning, Randy Johnson's better than him. We're almost looking at the best history of the best mark in the history of baseball.
Do you look at him like Randy Johnson?
Randy Johnson, former Astro. Gerrit Cole, Astro. J.R. Richard did it twice, Astro. Mike Scott did it, Astro. Nolan did it with other teams, Astro. This is pitcher U. We are PU.
PU?
Yeah. We're SPU, Starting Pitcher University.
Strikeout Pitcher University.
Yeah, that's right, SPU.
KPU.
Yep, KPU.
Yeah. KPU. 7-Eleven, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-37.
By the way, I was a little surprised that Nolan Ryan wasn't one of the Astros. This is the third Astro to do it. So Cole, Mike Scott did it in his great 1986 season, and twice by J.R. Richard. I just figured Nolan would have been one of those guys who hit 300 strikeouts, the all-time strikeout king. I figured he would be one of the guys to get to 300 strikeouts with the Astros. I was just surprised he didn't. I mean, it's not like he was here for all of eternity, but and I know he had some injury issues at times, but I was just a little bit surprised that he wasn't one of the guys, and JR did it twice, and Nolan never did it with the Astros. Now, from a strikeout standpoint, Nolan did it one, two, three, four, five. What, five different times he got to 300 strikeouts? Nope, six. He did it once with the Texas Rangers at age 42. But with the Astros, the most he ever got to was 270 strikeouts.
713 ESPN 97.5. Signal's down, apparently. Oh, now Lance loves the streamers. Oh, congratulations, right. Lance.
Yeah, and so let me tell you guys about Texas Star Grill Shop. It's a big fall sale going on right now, and if you are looking to get a brand new grill, right now is the best time to do it, because you can find grills like the second generation Traeger or the brand new Pits and Spits model that's out. Or how about the Memphis? If you want to go high end with the ability to do indirect or direct flame, you've got two different grates that they will put out, you know, that they give to you that you can utilize for that. You always are going to find the best, and that includes the Weber gas grills they have, or top of the line, the big green eggs they have, both sizes. But it's really so much more than that. You will find everything you need from a grill standpoint, but the marinades, the seasoning, the rubs, and then the course knowledge. They know every type of marinade and seasoning that comes in the store, and they can really guide you to what it is that you want to do and get the best out of your barbecuing experience. They even have cashew beef in there, from briskets to steaks and all things in between at wholesale costs. So they just want you to enjoy your barbecuing experience with the best meats as well. Make sure you go to TexasStarGrillShop.com to find out more. Assembly and delivery is absolutely free through September at this great fall sale. Or you can head to Louetta and Spring or 2045 Southwest Freeway. It's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Oops. Oops, steam cleaning, baby. What you got? What's the problem? Because Oops can clean it. They're awesome, and they're transparent. See, that's what I love about Oops, is how transparent they are. They are going to tell you the price before they go. And you heard Scott. Scott called in yesterday, and he said, hey, I called, and the guy came out. Actually, they came out to the house to see what the problem was, gave him the price. Oh, not going to upsell you. That's all. Okay, great. And leave. We'll be back with the cleaners. How awesome is that? Because that's not what you get in this industry. That's not what you get in this business. These people are great. Plus, they send trained and background check professionals to your home to get it done. OopsSteam.com. OopsSteam.com. 281-822-0561. They're awesome. You will love what they do for you. 250-degree steam, not soap, because soap will stay behind and just get your carpets dirty again. They look like new when they're done. OopsSteam.com. 281-822-0561.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, is the signal really down? Because we can work blue, though.
Yeah, signal's down.
Your issue is you don't know when it comes back up. Because it's not like I'm going to get an immediate text. Oh, by the way, the signal's back.
What if I say the F word right now?
I don't know.
How is? Can somebody call in if they're listening on the signal? Well, I was listening on the way in. The signal was fine.
Yeah, I just got confirmation that it's being currently worked on. So people are aware of what's right. going on.
So do you think I should say the F word right now?
It's up to you, man. I mean, I'm still going to hit the button because that's my reflex.
You're just right. A lot of talking to badge.
Dell? Fox.
You talking about your buddy or something?
No.
You're shouting out your buddy?
Fox you. How about that?
That's fine. I don't care.
You don't care about that, do you?
Nothing you say bothers me. So saying
you're
Fox,
still going to dump it even if the signal's
It's just down. My reflex. I'm just going to do
well,
it.
Well, Fox you, Doe.
Okay.
Okay. How's that? How's that taste?
Fox Lance.
No. What? Why Fox Lance?
I don't know. We're throwing that around, right? Are we just throwing that around?
Why are y'all dancing around it?
Go ahead, say it then.
Go ahead then.
Go ahead.
Be brave.
Yeah. Shit.
Whoa.
Do you want some?
I hit the button.
You want some?
He said
I'll
it.
Give you another one.
Lance said
I don't,
it.
No. I don't.
No, no, no.
I mean, if we're not going to even have an antenna, if Beaumont's broken.
How do you know it is? How do you know it's not?
Man.
How do you know? Because, you think AD can't get this thing fixed right away?
I know. Well, apparently he's been working on it. He was working on it before I even sent him the text, so he knows. So he's on it. You guys know there's video.
Can we do a show?
There's video.
Can we do a real show now? Just stop. This isn't good.
You guys did that to yourself.
713.
What are you talking about?
Call the show, streamers. 713-780-3776. I just keep getting freaked out by every stat that I see. You guys know I'm a numbers guy. And
yesterday you said you weren't a numbers guy. You're a feel and eye test guy.
No, that's for football. Baseball, I'm a numbers guy. And so for baseball, I'm a numbers guy. And I am still blown away by the numbers that I'm seeing with the Astros. Like, the Astros are – Jose Altuve, his next home run is going to be five players with 30 home runs for the season. Five. Yuli got to 30 yesterday. This is the one that blew me away. So Gerrit Cole, right, he's the second best in the history of Major League Baseball to Randy Johnson to get to 300 strikeouts in the fewest amount of innings. I just mentioned that in the last stream that we did. This is what I was shocked about. I looked at Nolan Ryan, who I consider to be one of the all-time, you know, I mean, I know the stats are out there. He also pitched forever, right? So we know there was a duration, but we're talking about a guy with seven no-hitters. He had dominant stuff. And he was a huge – he's the strikeout king. So I figured there'd be a season in there where he was, like, just untouchable from a strikeout number. He got to 300 strikeouts six different times in his career, but also threw a lot more innings than other people. I mean, that was an era where there was a four-man rotation, and you went deep into games. Nolan Ryan's best ever strikeout per nine innings was 11.5 strikeouts per nine innings. Now, he had to go deeper into games, and this was also an era where there was more bunting, and there was more contact being made. They weren't swinging for homers. So that's – you have to factor that in. But Gerrit Cole this year is at 13.6 strikeouts per nine innings. Nolan Ryan's best in his – in his history was 11.5. Gerrit Cole was 12.4 last year and is 13.6 this year. Like, we're seeing just absolutely historic numbers from Gerrit Cole this year. And he's probably not going to win Cy Young. That is absolutely bananas.
Do you look at Gerrit Cole? Are kids looking at Gerrit Cole like we looked at Nolan Ryan or J.R. Richard or Randy Johnson?
No.
Why?
I don't know. But they're not, maybe because he hasn't done it as long. I mean, he's had some really good seasons.
But well, dude, he had one 19-win season. Dominant.
This is going to be, okay, so this is a great indicator. I don't know if this counts yesterday's game or not in Baseball Reference. I don't think it does. What's his record right now?
17, 18. No.
Okay, this does count last night. So last year he pitched 200 and a third innings. This year he's at 200 and a third innings. So it's a perfect comparison. 2.88 ERA last year, 2.61 this year. Last year, he had 203 innings pitched and 143 hits. That's good. This year, the same innings pitched and 136 hits. Last year, he allowed...
last year was 143? He's only allowed seven more... Seven fewer this year.
In the same amount of innings. That's still great. Last year, 19 homers allowed. This year, 28. He's allowed more home runs. Last year's walk, 64. This year, 46.
That's good.
He was 64 to 276 last year. This year, he's 46 to 302. I mean, his walk to strikeout is over. He's better than 6-1 strikeout to walk ratio right now. His FIP, which is your favorite, fielding independent pitching, 2.73
FIPs. 2.73
FIPs? Yeah. His whip number, 1.033 last year, 0.908 this year. I mean...
Yeah, if it's under one, that's unbelievable.
It's just... So he was fifth in the Cy. I didn't realize he was fifth last year in the Cy Young, because I usually don't pay attention beyond one, two, and three. Are we 100% sure this is Justin Verlander's?
Yes.
But we thought it was Cole until only the no-hitter changed it, where you needed Toro to hit a home run?
Yes.
Because Gerrit Cole now has 10 strikeouts in a row for seven games. If he does it one more time, he ties Chris Sale, who's done it twice. If he can get to 10.
And Verlander did it.
And Verlander did it, I think, nine times.
Well, no.
Or is Verlander tied at seven?
Verlander got to seven this year, and then he didn't get it his next outing.
Oh, Verlander got to seven this year also?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you've got the all-time record was Pedro Martinez. 99-2000, just a phenomenal. I mean, that was a dominant era for Pedro Martinez. Yeah. He dominated everybody. But
he was doing steroids.
That's so. 10. That's 10. Unbelievable that Gerrit Cole has an outside chance of getting to that, although...
It'll be
close to just getting to that
he's
number.
He's got two starts left. He can get to 20 it? Wins. Yeah, he's got two starts left. He can get to 20 wins, which would be... something that maybe the voters would look at and say, holy crap, you know, if he gets 20, he will pitch the last day of the season against the Angels. He's got at Seattle, and he's got the Angels last day of the season. Verlander's at 19-6. Cole is at 18-5. Verlander's got two starts left. Cole's got two starts left. 20's a magical number, but I just don't think that Cole's going to get the votes. I just don't. I think that everybody just looks at Verlander and remembers that unbelievable 2-week stretch. Well, don't forget, Verlander had two starts where he went two complete back-to-back complete games and had given up two total hits in back-to-back complete games, and which nobody does. And nobody pitches a complete game anymore. And dude went back-to-back and with just giving up two hits, and one of them was a no-hitter. So I think that just that won it for him. We'll see. 726 ESPN 97.5, 7378037776. If you hear the signal, let us know. Until then, Fox you. Fox you, Dell.
I don't know if anybody caught my bomb.
Dell caught it.
You
said it. I heard you say it.
No, you heard it, but no one else said anything because there was some kind of a.
Well, you kind of said ship. You said that like that.
I said the real thing.
You what?
I said the real thing.
You said ship. I know. You said the real one.
Yeah.
Go say it again.
But no one said anything on the stream because an emergency alert system came over. I'm done. If you missed it, you missed it.
If you missed it, you missed it. Dell missed it.
I didn't miss it.
You caught it?
Yeah, I heard it. I mean, but for the podcast, if people are so enthralled by a grown man saying a curse word, they can hear it later.
Yeah, Dell was daring me before. Mm-hmm. Now it's all, ooh, that's childish.
GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. That's what we're looking for here. We're looking to sell our car. Sell us your car at GiveMeTheVin.com. So easy, you can do it in your underwear. That's right. John Clay Wolf says, put your underwear on and sell me your car. Well, you can do it without your underwear. You can do whatever you want. All I need you to do right now is GiveMeTheVin.com. Go there, and in like 45 seconds, which is so unbelievable, in about 45 seconds, they will tell you how much your car is worth. And John Clay, well, it's unbelievable how good they are at this. I mean, they will give you the most for their, and they win some and they lose some. Some of them, they give you too much, and he sells them at auction. He sells your vehicle at auction, and guess what? He loses money. Oh, well, why do you care how much money John Clay Wolf has? Some of them, he makes money. He pays you more, and then he can even sell it for more. So here's the deal is you get the most for your vehicle. That's what you want. You don't care about him. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
Men's T Clinic has two locations. They have five locations. I remember when they started – when I started speaking for them, what were we at? Three Heights. They added Cypress. No, there was one when I started, and there's five now. Cypress, Pasadena, Pearland, Spring now. I mean, it's unbelievable how many different locations they're on. That's because they keep doing what they do best, which is getting people back to being the real them, basically. I mean, if you have issues with energy, if you're a man who's approaching or over the age of 40, if energy is an issue, if you are having difficulty getting rid of belly fat, if you are have any issues with libido, these could all be telltale signs that you are lower in testosterone. Now, you don't necessarily have to have all of them. If you have one and you think this is really knocking down my quality of life, go to Men's T Clinic. They'll get you tested. They'll find out if you're low in testosterone, and then they will get you treated. And that treatment can get you back to being the real you. Five convenient locations. To find one nearest you, go to mensteaclinic.com.
At first, I didn't know that was the one. I thought I had seven. It became pretty obvious, and then I just wanted to spend a minute with the fans and thank him for the ovation and thank him for all the support. I don't typically think about these things, but I did want to try to get it done tonight here in front of our fans. I mean, they've come out in large numbers all year, and they're so much fun to play in front of, and it was just a blessing to be able to get it done tonight.
And I want to sign here long term and never leave. As long as Lance, you know, it's okay with Lance now, since he didn't want to sign me this offseason.
I mean, if you like this then and you don't like us now, then that's fine. Get move on. Move along.
He's going to move along for about $35 million
a year. He was going to be $35 million a year before.
Yeah. No, it could have been less. It could have been less if you did it before this year. Now
not my checkbook. You could have scratched that check out anytime you wanted. That's on the outside.
I kind of feel like the organization felt like you did. I want to see it another year. Either or they had absolutely no chance to sign him.
Well, it's
here's the deal.
Based historically, it wasn't the wrong feeling. We want to see it again. I mean,
no.
If
yes,
you
it was.
Give, you're talking about.
Yes, it was.
No, it's not. You're talking about $200 million plus guaranteed that you have to give out. That's a ton. If a guy doesn't, falls back to being a solid starting pitcher too.
There was no indication. I didn't see it.
It was one season.
Yeah,
he has never, go look at any seasons. Other than last year, he had never done anything remotely close to those numbers.
Yeah, but I could see a trajectory. I told you, I wanted to sign it. That was one of my priorities, sign this dude. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just felt like this was what we were going
to
get.
But when you deal with that much, I understand why the Astros wanted to wait. When you're dealing with that much guaranteed money.
That's if he would have even signed,
and I doubt that he would have even signed. I think they wanted to test the market regardless.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of get the feeling that maybe that's the case, is that they didn't have any chance. But did you want to commit that kind of money? Like, you're committed now to Greinke for, okay, would you feel better if it was...
Thank God it's 2 years only.
Well, would you feel better right now if it was Verlander and Cole or Verlander and Greinke?
No, Verlander and Cole.
Right.
Yeah, but Greinke, you're taking on a number that is being paid for in part by the other team and...
Not anymore. No.
Not now, but this year.
Yeah.
And then.
But you just extended him for 66.
But there's a difference between 2 years and 7 years of guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And it's a higher number.
I don't mind guaranteeing Cole now five years.
Well, no. It's easy now. But at the time.
Well, no, it was easy then. I told you, it was easy for me.
It was easy for you, but you would have also given up the same $210 million if he hadn't pitched well. You would have been stuck.
That's right. But it might not have been that. Now, listen, you were projecting then, and so the price tag before this season would not have been what it is now.
He's going to be the highest paid pitcher in baseball. That is he wouldn't have been if you did it early, but he still would have been at least $25 million plus. And once again, I'm not sure that his agent, who's his agent? Don't say Scott Boras.
Probably.
His agent would have also said, nah, we're going to test the market. That's my guess. But the Astros probably thought like I did, hey, let's see it one more year before we start shoveling out $200 million. We've got a team that has that we have to pay in the future a lot of money. We have to pay these other guys, too.
His agent is Scott Boras.
By the way, Scott Boras won't do that early.
Scott Boras always likes guys. He always likes to give the team a hometown discount. That's what Scott Boras does. Fox all of y'all. What? Quentin, that's ugly. Fox all of y'all. I never heard that before. Anyway, the Yankees lost. Yes, the Astros have a one-game lead over the Yankees and a couple games over the Dodgers now. So, kicking ass and taking names. 153, the Dodgers are 98-55, two-game lead over them, plus you own the tiebreaker. So, basically, you've got a two-game lead over the Yankees because you got the tiebreaker as well. So, well, it's a one-game lead, but if you end up tied, you got the tiebreaker over the Yankees, you got the tiebreaker over the Dodgers, let's go. And you got yourself a one-game and a two-game lead now over those two.
And no more foxing of anyone, because apparently, according to one Mark, the signal is good.
Yeah, you can say back. Fox you. It's University of Fox.
Yeah, but
Fox you.
Not the real one. Lance, what you got off earlier in the show can no longer
be said. No one even
said.
Heard it, but there was an emergency alert system.
Now, that came after.
Oh, well, no one, after. Well yeah. No one hit me on Twitter.
Everybody
so.
Heard you drop an S-bomb. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Congratulations, Lance. The kids are on their way to school hearing you say ship.
Yeah, and the guy who told us who said Fox all was Quentin, our former intern. So
Quentin, the former intern, said Fox all y'all?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did not have a good time with his internship.
Apparently not. Mary's having a good time with her internship.
Yeah, our friend Mary, our intern, is not to make everything too inside. We'll get back to sports. But Mary,
everybody knows
interns,
who Mary is.
Well, I don't know if they want us to spend the whole segment talking about our interns, but Mary is somebody who I think is awesome. I think she's great. I took her out to the Texans practice. I think she's going places. She got an internship with HBO Sports for the fall, so... I mean, she lives in New York. She goes to NYU. She plays softball.
They're going to love Mary.
Yeah, she's going to do well. She's going to do well in the business.
If Mary's mom's listening, hi, Mary's mom.
Yeah, we had an email exchange, and John jumped in late and said, congratulations, Mary, and say hi to your mom.
Say hi to your mom for me. I always say that to Mary. Every time.
Yeah, but you have some undertones that are a little weird.
No, I say hi to your mom. That's all. Mm-mm. Yeah. Hey, Mary, how's your mom?
Lance, don't you feel like
it's I just don't like the way it sounds.
No, it sounds weird.
Say hi to your mom for me.
You know, that's what people say. That's what people say when they're trying to snap on each other.
I met Mary's mom, and she's a very nice woman.
When they try to snap on each other, people say, tell your mom I said hi.
No,
that starts fist fights.
No, I say it this way. How's your mom, Mary? Tell her I said hi.
If Mary came and just punched you,
I would understand.
Because this generation will punch first.
That's terrible. You two are terrible. You can't have a nice. I'm trying to be nice to Mary's mom.
Look, you don't stand on any high ground because you've already intimated that you had sex with my mom.
What?
Like 5 years ago, like when we were on the SB Nation or it was Yahoo Sports at the time, you intimated that you could possibly be my dad and you had sex with my mom.
What did you do?
He did that.
Of Where was she?
Exactly.
I can't.
I'm just asking.
Go back to the Astros.
See? So
I'm just asking where she was.
God. What do you mean where she was?
Was she ever in the Chicagoland area?
No, she was never in the Chicagoland
area. Is that why you got kicked out of Chicago?
No. For having sex with Del's mom?
See? You got to stop.
See? I'm telling you.
So damn disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
You're the one who brought it up.
But you said it. I still remember. That's why when you do that.
I don't remember that. I don't remember having sex with your mom.
It didn't happen. That's why.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying.
Don't say you don't remember not having sex with mom. Say, I didn't have sex with your mom.
Okay. Okay. If you want me to say that, I'll say
that. It did happen.
Okay. I'm just saying.
That's why I have concerns about your approach when you say, hey, Mary, tell your mom I said hello.
No. There's no undertone whatsoever. It's just I'm just trying to be nice to Mary's mom. I like that. I met her. I like her. She's a fine woman.
Yeah, I like her. Not I like that.
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, you said it.
La raza. ¿Qué pasó, mijo?
Hey, bro. What y'all doing, man? Get your ass back to work, man. You still working here? Come on, man. I only work when I feel like it. Well, you only work when you feel like it, man. Come on, man. Hey, man, fuck y'all, man. What are y'all doing?
Whoa.
Does he not? Does he know we're not? We're actually on the signal. The signal's back. La raza. I know we set a precedent.
We got to restart this whole show. This is not a good show.
Because
this
we
is a
said
bad show.
We were streaming only, but the signal's back.
I can tell. I could tell he was talking to somebody at work.
He didn't know he was on the air.
No. And I could tell. I was like, dude, this isn't going to be good. I knew it.
Hey, man.
What's the?
He said, "Hey, man, fox y'all."
Golly!
Wow!
What is wrong with this show? I hope Michael Connor will have me back.
I hope he takes you back.
Oh my God!
I got a producer who just yells at me all the time.
Michael Connor will yell
says
at you.
Ugly things.
Yeah, I don't yell at you. I calmly state how I'm displeased with you. If you miss what Larasa said, it'll be up on the podcast.
Oh, God. All the streamers heard it.
Well, yeah, but the people listening on the actual radio.
Oh, funny, La Raza.
I'm going to say a sports thing here, and I hope you guys won't get mad, but Ron actually makes an interesting point. Remember Verlander locked out a reporter? Could affect the Cy Young votes. Baseball voter is baseball media voter is a grudge holder.
Yeah, that's true.
This is actually not a – this is worth considering. Because if three or four people say, "Fox you," that could be Cole.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really think about that.
I doubt that. We'd have to ask
old
Richie.
School reporters.
Old school. Yeah, no, hey, baseball voter, are you kidding me? You're right. Baseball voter will go. It goes deep in hatred and revenge. There's no question about that. That is interesting to see. Well, I wonder if it. If Verlander finishes fourth, then you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, so old school baseball writer could punish him for that. I don't know how many old school baseball writers are still left. Is Tracy Ringlesby still in Colorado? I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't think he died.
I don't know if he's still covering a team. He may have retired. Mm. I don't know. I mean, Richie won't punish him for that, but old school baseball writer will. mm-hmm. not be a fan of him locking out. Look, I'm not a fan of it, really. I heard what he was upset about or whatever. I mean, to me, you don't.
Some of that was on him.
Yeah.
Some of that was on Verlander.
I think a lot of that was on Verlander and the Astros. But I also don't hold that kind of stuff against somebody for an award. I mean, that's dumb. Yeah. That's petty. But baseball writer for years and years was very petty.
Yep. All right. Well, what it is gritty. That's what I think it is.
The gritty model is to offer you wholesale electricity, right, at rates that no one is going to be able to touch because it's the same thing that retailers get. And the retailers get the same rate. They mark it up. They pass along fees. And then there you are. That's what you end up paying. And they have to project the market so that they can give you a certain number. And what Gritty does is say, look, we're just going to charge you $10 a month for the membership fee. You get unlimited access to wholesale price of electricity. So no matter how much you use, it's going to be whatever the wholesale rate is at that particular real time. No contract. If you're not satisfied, you can switch at any time. And don't forget, there's no hidden fees, no markups. There's just big savings. Gritty members have saved millions of dollars here in the state of Texas already, and you can save too by texting my name to 797979. That's 797979. Text Lance, and they will give you your first month's membership free. Message and data rates may apply, but do not wait. Get on it today. This is going to be about $100 savings for me this month, is what I'm on pace for, and this could be you too. Text Lance to 797979.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh my God. Yeah. I find out stuff about Lance during the breaks. So, Del, let me ask you a question.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
So, if you go to a place that's got good pizza, like, what would you order?
I'd order pizza.
What kind of pizza?
I mean, I'm a...
What if they have a very adventurous...
Wait, no, okay, but dude, just...
If I walk in there, well, and I know their pizza, I'm...
What would be the most adventurous pizza you'd get?
Well...
I mean, I might throw... I don't know. I'm trying to think, because pizza is very meat and potatoes.
Yeah, it is.
For me.
It
I'm is. Just going to go pepperoni.
It is. Can I give you...
Pepperoni...
Throw on some beef or maybe meatball and some provolone, and I'm good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, that's a pizza.
That's good.
Yeah. Let's ask Lance.
What if you wanted to be more adventurous? Because you've had pepperoni pizzas.
You know what? I'm going to put olives on it.
In your life, you've had a million.
Maybe I'm going to put some olives
on it. Here's some pizza choices.
Maybe it's not a tomato sauce base. Maybe I try something else.
An Alfredo sauce.
Yeah,
here's some pizza.
That sounds like
olive oil base.
Adventurous.
I mean,
I'm not sure I'd do it.
A little basic, but here's some. This is pizza that's going to be a little more. Okay, you got your pepperoni. Here is a wood-roasted red sauce, basil, mozzarella, latteria, and cacciato cheeses. I don't know. Three cheese pizza, cheeses I've never heard of. Speck and chili oil, white sauce, scamorza cheese, green olives.
I don't know what the hell that is.
And then here's one.
So you know what I'm not going to do?
Smoked trout roe.
What the hell does that mean?
With stracciatella cheese and chives on
so
it.
So Lance goes out and to
green sauce, mozzarella, garlic.
Pizza
herbs.
Was really good, except we got smoked trout roe.
I like
that. I don't even know what the hell
not,
that means.
Except that I like
what it. What is it? Just a bunch of trout in a roe? What the hell does that mean?
No, this is what. Here. I can't help that you're basic on this, John.
You
like this deep dish Chicago pizza that's this
he doesn't.
Big.
Oh,
it's the size of a cheesecake.
Why are you putting fish on pizza?
Yeah, see? It's not fish. It's just it's roe.
What is roe?
It's fish eggs.
So it's fish.
It's salty. It's all it is. And no, it's not fish. Look, John.
If it's fish eggs, then it's fish.
Right here. That's what it was. It was good. It was delicious. I went to Rosie Cannonball last night. It was packed. And it was good.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
Why would you put that crap on a pizza?
Then get a pepperoni. Then go get your pepperoni, basic Billy.
Oh, my God.
Go get your pepperoni.
We had smoked trout roe.
In your lasagna.
Who are you calling
go
basic?
Go get your lasagna and your pizza.
You go to Starbucks every day. You're the most basic of them
all.
This
isn't basic.
Oh, you
this
get pumpkin spice latte every day.
This is caffeine. You y'all want
to
put...
You head to Starbucks every day. You're basic as hell.
This isn't basic.
Yes, it is.
This isn't basic.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Starbucks is putting Alfredo sauce on a pizza.
What kind of jelly you use?
You asked me for Adventurous. I don't
peanut butter and jelly.
I don't eat Alfredo. But Starbucks is the basic... It's basic. Don't fight that. That's what you are. Yes, it is.
This is a straight caffeine delivery system.
It's still basic.
No. Not an addiction isn't basic, Dell. I'm addicted to caffeine. I like that you're making fun of somebody with an addiction. Way to shame. Way to shame people.
This isn't a shame-free place here.
It should be.
It's shameful that you put that on your pizza.
Yeah, that's the shameful thing.
Well, order a pizza. I'm sorry that y'all don't like these restaurants.
Listen, the Cajun Navy is here. Is actually heading out to Beaumont. And is actually, if you need any help, they're there, actually. Call this number, 504-517-6269.
Say it again.
504-517-6269. Or go to CajunNavyRelief.com. CajunNavyRelief.com. If you need help, the Cajun Navy is here. Because it's pretty bad over there.
Yeah, it's bad in Beaumont. I mean, y'all saw how big that storm was. We got, man, Richmond was flooded bad in just like 45 minutes of rain, hard-ass rain. So I can imagine how bad it is southeast and then east of us. When you look at the weather, man, the east is that's not dissipating. That's a strong ass, big ass storm.
Yeah,
that was a tropical storm that turned into a tropical depression. But the rain is real, and I guess we got a 100% chance of catching it late this morning. I guess we're supposed to be getting rain for about 6 straight hours. So this flood thing, you're going to keep having your alarms go off on your phone, just like last night. Ring. 2 or 3 different times I had the alarm go off during dinner because they kept extending, like, okay, now the flood is, we're going to extend it even longer. Okay, you know what? Let's extend it another hour further. You're going to get those alarms again today because there is going to be more flooding, unfortunately.
Here's what Allison Footer said about you, what you said about possibly people not voting for Justin Verlander. This is absolute nonsense. A scrunchie ain't fooling around now, okay?
This
is absolute nonsense. The answer to the question is no. The ridiculous way Verlander and the Astros handled the media fracas with the Tigers reporter will not affect how the voters handle Cy Young. This narrative needs to go away, please.
I hope she's right.
Yeah, I hope so too.
But by the same time, I don't think that Garrett Cole should be eliminated from Cy Young contention. Because I don't see how we were saying Garrett Cole and then Justin Verlander throws a no-hitter, followed by Garrett Cole throwing a one-hitter or whatever it was, a two-hitter, and we were like, well, it's Verlander now.
Before the no-hitter, I thought I would vote for Cole.
Yeah.
Post-no-hitter, though, the way that he came on so strong and finished up so strong, and he's continues to pitch so strongly.
So does Cole.
No, yeah, Cole has too. But I give the edge to Verlander now. I do.
No, but if you had a vote, not who do you think will win. If you had a vote, who would you bet on? Now, Verlander has the lower ERA. That is true. And in terms of the numbers.
More strikeouts for Cole, lower ERA.
I mean, but he's at 12 strikeouts per nine. Granted, Garrett Cole is at 13.6, which is insane. But Justin Verlander is 36 years old, and he's got a 12, which is higher than Nolan Ryan's best career year ever, strikeouts per nine. From an innings pitch to hit, know what? I am a numbers guy. You guys know that about me. And I'm looking at this. He's allowed 127 hits in 212 innings. I was hyped up on Garrett Cole's 137 in 200 1/3. Better. He has given up
40 home runs. But dude, I'm not sure that
34.
You can't give up
34 home runs.
You cannot. I don't think you can talk about strikeouts the same way as you did then, though. And because you got 13.6 and you got 12, there's just more strikeouts now. And you can't look at the home run numbers and go.
Here's the difference.
Say,
there was a lot more bunting. There was small ball, so there's an automatic out that. It's easier to bunt and get out than just, you know, you're going to have more outs where guys give themselves up to try to move runners over. You had approaches at the plate with two strikes where you'd have guys choke up and shorten swings just to put the ball in play. Guys are still looking for jack jobs at any count, at any time. Yeah. So it is different. There's just more strikeouts. You're right about that. I still feel like Garrett Cole's 13.6 per nine innings. I feel like this stuff, you throw him back there and he's close to the Nolan Ryan numbers. He's not going to be the same. You're right. baseball then, guys would just be slappies. They would, if they needed to put it in play, it was a little harder to get your punch outs per nine. But you also went deeper into games, so you're probably less likely to punch guys out when you're at pitch count number 128.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what Nolan Ryan had to do.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I don't even know what his pitch counts were. Did they even keep pitch counts in?
I don't remember.
You know how they didn't keep block shots in basketball? Yeah. Like,
I never remember talking about pitch counts back in the day.
Should we start keeping the block shot or sacks? They didn't keep sacks for the first 40 years of football. Right? What?
Mm.
How did they not keep that stat? Well,
no. I'm with JG. We dark meat peeps got to stick together. Whitey foxing up our pizzas and tacos. Whitey, stick to your corn dogs and chicken nuggets.
And
stop.
To be fair, I don't even know if that thing qualifies as a pizza. It's just a piece. It's just bread cut in pizza shapes with stuff on it. That's not pizza, what Lance showed us.
No.
What are you talking about?
That's not a pizza. That's
yeah,
not
it
pizza.
Is.
It's just circular.
Just because you worked at Pizza King doesn't make you a pizza aficionado.
No, I didn't work at Pizza King. Pizza. I worked at Double Dave's. That's not a pizza.
Double Dave's is real pizza.
You never worked at Pizza King?
No.
He loves Pizza King, though. I mean, he might as well. He
wears
He
wears a Pizza King shirt every day.
They serve actual pizza as opposed to what he ate.
Hey, I'm trying to talk to CEOs right now. Not you two, okay? You guys are not. You'll never be a boss. You'll never hire. Hey, you'll never schedule people.
Way to kill dreams.
Okay? You're not. You guys don't have this kind of intelligence, first of all. And if you're a boss, if you're a CFO, if you're a CEO, this is for you. It's Endeavor, Indeavor, Endeavor.com. Go to the website and see how they can help your business scheduling. And you think, well, scheduling? Hey, big businesses have like multiple people making schedules out because it's so important for the entire industry that you do a great job. How about having it computerized and flawless in that you're going to make sure that your people are not fatigued. You're going to make sure that they are not you don't have any problems with the union, organizational, all of these things. Make sure that your scheduling is correct. And that's what Endeavor does. This company, they schedule to make sure that your plant, your food processing, your manufacturer, your refinery, your trucking industry, they all run properly and well. And this is kind of a big deal. So go to Endeavor.com and find out for yourself. Indeavor.com. That's Endeavor.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.